T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Here, what's up, New York City? We're right back at it on the Fan a little earlier, which is cool. There's a lot to unpack, even though it may not seem like there's a lot to unpack tonight. Your Brooklyn Nets have not won a game. But if you just listen to that game, they make the end of these games somewhat competitive, close. They make a run for it. They've got some guys that can score. I don't care about that. It's not what you guys want to talk about. 888-808-1019. You know, I was in here the night of the 18-inning game. I was in here last night for Game 4, and now I'm watching Game 5 of the World Series, and I think we start there. Send in the YouTube live stream out now, and we'll begin with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's some defeat in my voice. I'm done hating. There's no more hate left in me for the Toronto Blue Jays. They have earned it. They deserve it. The universe never unconnects. Sometimes there's just a higher power, a destiny. Sometimes you get a group of guys together with a chemistry that just leads them to doing what we're watching them do in this series. So let's go back to last night. They dominated last night. And that's coming off the heels of the 18-inning game. Freddie Freeman does it again. And everybody's saying, these are the Dodgers. This is what the Dodgers do in their building. Everybody's pointing to Shohei Ohtani and how great he is, how many times he was on base. And then last night, Shohei Ohtani gets on the mound. And they get the best of him. But they show up ready. They show up ready to play, right? Vladdy last night with a two-run bomb early, and it's just like, well, these guys are not going away. You would think that an 18-inning game playing two games would break their spirit. It did not. And as I'm watching right now, this young man, Trey Yesavage, 104 pitches, 7 innings, 3 hits. Let me pull up the box score because they just made that disappear. He just went legend in the World Series, set records for a rookie, a 22-year-old kid that started the season in A-ball. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. Off of Kike Hernandez solo shot. 12 strikeouts. You know, we made a lot about Cam Schlittler and his performance in the wild card. Are you kidding with this kid tonight? I didn't even want to call him Trey Yesavage. I wasn't respecting the Blue Jays. I wasn't respecting him at first. Because the kid hadn't even been in Major League Baseball for a month. And they're showing the Rogers Center. That place is packed for this watch party. The Toronto Blue Jays are 6 outs away from sending this back to Toronto with 2 games to win. to be the 2025 World Series champions. How could they not finish this off? Now, I know baseball is crazy. I know Yamamoto's on the mound tomorrow, right? You figure Yamamoto throw a complete game, dominate. That's going to be tough. Not tomorrow. They obviously got to travel. I think the next game is Friday. But, man, I can't hate on the Blue Jays anymore. Division rival, a team that dominated the Yankees all season, caught the Yankees after the Yankees had a 8-game lead on them in the division, and then they held the Yankees off all the way to the last game of the season with the tiebreaker, edged them out. And they put the ball into play, but they also hit home runs. They play defense. They're athletic. They're scrappy. And you know what? They've got a hell of a manager, too. Their starting pitching was more than enough. As we're talking about Treya Savage setting rookie records tonight, I'll try to pull some of them up for you as they were saying them all during the game as he kept going. There was a point where he had 5 straight strikeouts, 1-2-3 innings. OptiStats writes, Treya Savage of the Blue Jays is the first pitcher ever with 12-plus strikeouts and no walks in a World Series game. Rookie or not. Eerily similar to when he no-hit the Yankees and had 10 strikeouts, no walks in the DS. And we had to put respect on his name. I also mentioned Cam Schlittler and his performance. And when we heard about Cam Schlittler's day, 40 minutes before he was going out there to pitch, supposedly he was talking to his parents about how to handle some of the hate that they got online, some of the cyberbullying, some of the anonymous messages and people trolling, and you know how it goes. Like, it didn't come to him, it came to his mom, and his mom had to deactivate her account or whatever. And that fired him up because he found out that it came specifically from some people in Boston. And I remember laughing about that, saying, man, if that's what it takes, right, you know, these young guys that grew up in this social digital age, you think that you're getting to them or getting to their family or doing something, it works the opposite, right? Treya Savage came out after the DS in the championship series and said, hey, my family's been getting a lot of hate online. Like, can you guys please stop? Direct it at me. Like, they don't deserve it. Like, it's cruel. It's mean. You know, they're opening up their phones and they're all seeing messages and comments and stuff. And, you know, like, it's been tough on my family. And I got on and I was like, bro, you're a professional ball player. I know you're 22. I know you started off in single A, but never mind that. Go out there and do what you do. And I felt like tonight, because he's not going to pitch again in this World Series unless somehow they need him in a Game 7. They're not going to need him in a Game 7. I felt like he took it out on the world. I felt like he stood on that mound in Dodger Stadium and dominated the Dodgers for everybody that got at his family. What a performance by this 22-year-old kid throughout this postseason. What a performance by this 22-year-old kid, second time seeing the Dodgers in this World Series. Going up against Blake Snell, right? Like, Blake Snell has been in the World Series, has won a Cy Young, has been an All-Star, has been around the block. When you talk about an experience, it's not even close. When you talk about money, it's also not even close. The boardroom put up a post that I put in my notes. Blake Snell is earning 486 times more than Treya Savage this year. His salary is $27.8 million. Treya Savage is making $57,204. A lot of us are making more than that. That's crazy. Treya Savage's rise from single A to the World Series in under 7 months is extraordinary. Drafted by the Jays in 2004, he dominated the minors with strikeouts, control, and poise. And by October, he was facing Aaron Judge and the Yankees without hesitation. Here he is facing Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani, and the reigning champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, dominated him. 888-808-1019. How about Davis Schneider with the rec specs to start the game off? That's why. That's honestly where I. There's a video floating around. I think MLB posted it, or maybe MLB on Fox posted it. His dad happened to be filming, which, I mean, it's the World Series. Why not? But they were able to capture the moment in the stands at Dodger Stadium with his family reacting, and you just hear them like, no, no, no way. Yes. Joy, elation. I couldn't hate. I couldn't hate. It's bigger than a division rival. It's bigger than, you know, my Yankee fandom. I have hit the point with this World Series where, as a baseball fan, I am just enjoying all of the historic things, all of the storylines, and it's feeling like it's the Blue Jays' year. It sucks because the Yankees got to the World Series last year, and now the Blue Jays are looking like a team that could do what the Yankees could not do. But when Davis Snyder has to step up today to be the leadoff hitter, and that's another thing. They're doing this without George Springer because George Springer is down. The first pitch he sees, bang, hits it out to start the game. It's insane. It is insane when you watch baseball and you see storylines like that. He's from New Jersey. He's from Voorhees. Eastern Regional, my freshman year at JMU, my roommate played there. I'm familiar. I used to pick him up driving to James Madison University. I know the area. He's also born in Berlin, New Jersey. So this is a local guy, 26 years old, with a hell of a moment to break open the World Series today when called upon, when forced into duty, forced into action. I don't know what to say. I'm watching this game as they dominate the Dodgers again. Like, you want to talk about responding, getting off the mat after 18 innings and Freddie Freeman doing it to you the first game in Dodger Stadium, for them to bounce back and take the next two? Like, this is the last game they'll play at Dodger Stadium for this year. That place is packed. They have the highest attendance in baseball. That fan base is always there. These people watched two games in one a couple nights ago. Then they showed up again on Tuesday. The Blue Jays beat them 6-2. The Blue Jays are beating them right now 6-1. It's domination. If you want to talk about run differential, right? Remember the Kaster talked about the Yankees have the run differential. And shout out to Michael Kay. But that was a theme this year. And Toronto ran with it because they didn't have the run differential. They didn't have the scoring. They didn't have the offensive output that the Yankees had, but they were scrappy. They were grinders. They were putting the ball into play. They were running it out. I mean, tonight, you would think the Dodgers are the Yankees, the way that they couldn't make throws, the way that they missed balls in the infield. Taylor made double plays that they couldn't turn. Just put the ball in play, like they said against the Yankees. It's pressure. You know, we saw it in the 18-inning game, how many mistakes were made. It's pressure. And the Blue Jays seem to be the better team, better prepared, responding under pressure, and the run differential is not even close. It is not even close. And this is an almighty Dodgers team with MVPs and all-stars and a ton of money that was supposed to be the Goliath in this situation. And no, Toronto has come to play. Those fans in the six, in the Rogers Center, I know they're going to be turned up for these guys to return. Like I said, they have shut me up. They have shown me that this is their year. They're the better team. Even a guy like Bo Bichette coming back with a knee injury, him gutting it out and him hitting well in this World Series. He's batting .333 with a .745 OPS. You know, he drove in another run today. This is a guy that didn't play against the Yankees, didn't play in the CS. He's DHing now with Springer down. He played second base for the first couple games. And that's another thing. They have so many interchangeable parts, so many interchangeable guys, guys that can pinch hit, guys that can play multiple positions. It's a well-constructed team. It's a well-managed team, a well-coached team. Those of you Yankee fans that are rooting for Donnie Baseball, he's one win away after tonight. Assuming that they get these last few outs here, he's one win away from actually getting that ring in his baseball life. But then you know what the conversation is going to shift to around here. Hot stove. What do the Yankees do? How do they build a team like this? People are already on it. How do they build a team like the Toronto Blue Jays? How are they going to contend with them? This Blue Jays team won't be exactly the same next year. They won't be back. Well, I won't say that they won't be back. I'll say, like, this exact team won't be back. No team is ever the same. They just have a lot of different guys from Ernie Clement who balled out. Addison Barger, Dalton Varshaw, Davis Schneider. These are guys that have become household names throughout this month of October that a lot of people weren't too familiar with. You know Bouchette. You know Vladdy. And shout out to Vladdy tonight with a two-run bomb, ready to play. This is a guy that has talked about for years wanting to win the World Series to give the ring to his dad. He is one win away. Like, they're about to bring a parade to Canada. Sir Anthony Dominguez is on the mound. Bottom of the eighth here, looking for three outs. And after that, I mean, the Dodgers look dead in the water. Ton of strikeouts. They've only managed three hits. One of those hits was a solo shot for a homer. They've got nothing. Otani, 0-for. Will Smith batting second, 0-for. Mookie Betts, 0-for. Both of those guys with two strikeouts each. Freddie Freeman, nada, two strikeouts. Teoscar Hernandez is like that. He's got two hits, but he's in the middle of the order where, you know, and there's the first out as Max Muncy grounds out. Like, this does not look like the Dodgers. The other night, ooh, now they're showing the wide view. The other night I was talking about how everybody in that building was standing. Everyone is seated now. 888-808-1019. Sam is in Boston on the Fan. I might as well take some calls because I'm just going to talk about this till 11, and then we'll get into some other stuff as we proceed. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to speak to you also. What do the Yankees really need to get back to the World Series era? A lot of my friends and me are talking about, do the Yankees need to fire Boone?
They're not going to fire Boone. I think that Boone managed them to the World Series last year. I think he can do it again and get them back. They need to, during the regular season, not have another June swoon under Boone and take every series seriously, because one more win this season could have changed their fate. Maybe the Blue Jays still do what they do, but it would have changed their course. It would have changed the Yankees' course. What do the Yankees need? Every postseason we watch, it's not the pitching. We have enough pitching. And next year, Cole will be back. Rodon, Fried, Cam Schlittler, maybe Will Warren, Luis Gil. Maybe they add another arm. They need hitters, not pitchers. They need to have we watched too many games in this short postseason where there were automatic outs at the bottom of the order. They led Trent Grisham off this year. He had nothing. Like, there's too many little stupid things as well with the roster construction. Cashman has to take this and be motivated by it. Cashman's got to, he's got to figure some things out about, you know, how to make this lineup deeper around Aaron Judge. I guess they're going to bring Cody Bellinger back. As I look at this team, I'm like, they don't have holes in their lineup. They have guys at the bottom of the order that do damage. There's no breaks for the starting pitcher. There's no matchups that the opposing manager can play with his bullpen and be like, yeah, we're good here. You know, meanwhile, the Yankees are rolling out Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells right next to each other, automatic outs. And then you turn the lineup over, it's Trent Grisham. Belly didn't necessarily have a great postseason. Ben Rice, who had a great regular season, didn't have a great postseason. Judge was the only guy that really performed. We were sure that Giancarlo Stanton is a postseason lock. He didn't hit one homer. Like, there's some issues there, even with him at DH. Like, you have a DH that when he gets on base, he can't run.
Judge is not a clutch postseason hitter as well, which bothers me a lot.
He showed that he could be clutch this year. I think we can get away from, like, Judge isn't clutch anymore. He had a great postseason, and you know, he did hit that clutch 3-run bomb off the foul pole. He did not have the guys around him. You know, he had some low leverage hits. I know in that, you know, 500 batting average and 1200 OPS or whatever it was. But I think we've moved on from, Judge. Thanks for the call, Sam. Judge is in clutch. Judge showed you he was clutch. Judge was there. There was nothing around him. There was nothing else around him. Who else? Like, Jazz Chisholm? No. Who else? Like, guys that they traded for at the trade deadline, the combination of Ryan McMahon, Ahmed Rosario, Jose Caballero, I don't know what to tell you guys. That's not enough. The Dodgers are stacked, and they're getting dominated by the Blue Jays. They don't have holes in their lineup either. But this Blue Jays team, like I said, man, they obviously have the guys that you know that can mash, like Guerrero and Bichette and Kirk and Springer. But they have been able to put these other guys into their lineup, like Jimenez and Barger and Clement and Varsho and Davis Schneider tonight. And not even just tonight, this whole month, that have, you know, passed the baton, that have come up big, that have put the ball in play, that have helped them when they needed to score runs. And then the Yankees hit the most home runs in Major League Baseball. Where were they in October when we need them? These guys hit home runs every single game. As much as we want to say they're a small ball team, they don't strike out, they put the ball in play, they also can bang. They also can mash. 888-808-1019, Shohei Ohtani at the plate. But it's 6-1, runner on first. Go ahead, Shohei, hit a two-run bomb. You'll still be down three runs here. Maybe the Dodgers have a rally in their bones. I doubt it. No, they don't. That gets grounded out for the last out of the inning right at Vladdy. He just falls down, taps the bag, and we're on to the top of the ninth. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 3 hours after this. Call me up. Join the conversation. We'll be right back. I have a feeling that the Dodgers know that this team is better than them. Their manager is locked in. Even without one of their best players, highest paid players in George Springer, they've got enough. And the Dodgers are folding here. The Dodgers don't have it. Their fans don't have it. They're out of it. They're sitting there in complete shock after Treya Savage goes out there and dominated them. Completely dominated them. Like, I'm at a loss for words, but not really. I've been talking about this since 10:30. Let's go to Ali and Maho Pack on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Great show.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks. I called up to joke around about you're saying you're on a heat. I was going to tell you I have plenty of heat left for the Blue Jays to share for you if you need any more.
No.
But in all honesty, you really summed it up nicely. You know, the hate is really jealousy that, you know, if you're a diehard baseball fan, like I know you said you are, I'm the same way, been, you know, baseball has been my sport for a lot of years. And for all these years that people are telling you that strikeouts don't matter, you see with this Blue Jays team, like they do everything the right way. They don't strike out that much. They play phenomenal defense. They run the bases great. They're so athletic. And they put the ball in play. And like you said, they can hit for power. Like they just are so balanced all around. And so you really love that about this team if you're a baseball fan. I mean, we can hate as Yankee fans, but you got to respect the way they play the game. And especially Vlad, like, you watch that guy run the bases and just
superstar.
All out, go
worth,
out,
worth
do
every
whatever
penny for
it
them.
Takes to win.
Yep.
Does whatever it takes to win. And, like, I hope now that this comes around and other teams start to wake up, like, strikeouts do matter. You have to – I look at IKF, like, when the Yankees acquired him because they wanted more contact.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they get him, they try to make him hit for more power. And they kind of, like, mess his swing up. And now you see him, like, where his value is at.
He's not the first one or only one.
Contact stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So. But anyways, thanks for taking my call, and great show as usual.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And yeah, jealousy and envy is, I guess, where I'm at now. I'm not hating, though. I'm jealous. I'm envious. We've watched this team be nothing over the years. We've watched this team be frauds over the years. Like Big Mac has been saying, I think he said he started saying that in 2021, 2022, with Carton and Roberts. We've watched this team talk a bigger game than they ever played. But you can't say they don't go for it. They were trying to get Ohtani. They courted Ohtani, and Ohtani considered, but Ohtani was never leaving L.A. They wanted Juan Soto. You know, they wanted Juan Soto and offered him supposedly more than the Mets, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers. Didn't get him. They even checked on Pete Alonso last year. They signed Anthony Santander. How about Max Scherzer, former Met? Max Scherzer, who I laughed at. Like, they're signing Max Scherzer? Max Scherzer knows how to pick him. Max Scherzer on his way to another ring. Are you kidding? George Springer on his way to another ring. And this one, I don't know. I don't think there's a cheating scandal that's going to come out to tarnish this one. This one's legit. And he's getting carried the rest of the way because he's hurt. But, I mean, obviously, he hit the home run in the ALCS. There is no carrying the guy. He did his fair share of work. Bo Bichette is probably not coming back. I don't know if they re-sign him. He gets to walk off and be done, right? And you remember when it was Bo Bichette, Vladdy, Biggio, and it was like, you know, the sons of former players, and here these kids come, and they have figured it out, man. And I am jealous, I am envious, because I don't remember Joe Carter. I don't remember them going back-to-back in 92, 93. It was too little. I was a toddler. I was a baby. So there's a whole generation of fans that, like, this World Series for them is everything, and it's going to shine. It is shiny as hell. And I've been saying that for the Yankees, right? I remember 2009. I was in college. But I've been screaming for years with the Yankees, win the World Series. Do what it takes to get to the World Series and win, because this next World Series that you get is going to shine more than all of them. It's going to be in 4K. It's going to be in everybody's phones. It's going to be all over social media. That's a different feeling. We didn't, in 2009, Twitter wasn't, it barely, I think it might have just started. Instagram didn't exist. TikTok didn't exist. YouTube wasn't like it is now. The phones, what phone did we have in 2000? Was the iPhone out yet? Maybe the first one? For Toronto, for Canada, like if you talk about the year for Canada, and I don't mean to get political, but you know what the president said about Canada, and you know some of that stuff, as Mookie Betts pops up. Mookie Betts has done nothing and hasn't played the sharpest shortstop either, a guy with multiple rings. Going back to Canada, Four Nations Classic, them beating us in hockey. I know when I came in here on that Sunday night and I told you I didn't think any team could beat the Blue Jays three games in a row, I also said, my fellow Americans, Canada has assembled a team that is better than us in baseball. Might be better than the whole American League. And here we are. Does this motivate the Yankees? Are the Yankees uncomfortable tonight? The Yankees front office, the Yankees players, are they squirming a little bit? They didn't get a game in Dodger Stadium. They got one game in Yankee Stadium. They should have been able to force a game six, but they embarrassed themselves and blew that game. Does this make the Yankees hungry? Does this make the Yankees mad? Does this make the Yankees say,
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You know what? We're winning our division. We're going to knock them down, and we're going to get back to the World Series next year. And if it's the Dodgers waiting for us, this will be us. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I don't believe it at all. I'm not excited for this offseason. They're not going to go for it. They'll have money to spend, but it's not like they're going to go out there and get this wish list that you guys are putting together. Expect them to say, oh, yeah, well, we have this guy, and this guy had a good year, and this guy's coming back, and, yeah, we got the... I expect a word salad. And I expect Yankee fans to be upset and be pissed off. This is a Blue Jays team that you're supposed to keep under you. This is a Blue Jays team that you could have altered their course if you took the regular season series. Now take the offseason series and build a team that can compete with them. Because that's going to be a narrative all season. Every time they come to Yankee Stadium, they come to Yankee Stadium as the team that played Frank Sinatra, pop champagne, celebrated, start spreading the news, the Yankees lose, knocked you out in a bullpen game. Ended your season in Yankee Stadium with a bullpen game. Vladdy went insane. And then when you go to the Rogers Center, which is a new house of horrors for us, there's going to be, it's not there yet. I know. They got to get this last out here, and then they got to win one more game. But unless they all just, like, the Rogers Center is going to have a banner that says 2025 World Series champs for Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole and Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Boone to look at. Andy is down in the Jersey Shore area on The Fan in New York tonight. What's up, man?
Hi. I have two comments, just one briefly, and then on your comments about the Yankees spending money. I've been a Yankee fan since 1949, and it gives me great joy to see the Dodgers, Brooklyn, Los Angeles Dodgers lose. So hopefully that will be the game. But more importantly, on your comment on the Yankees spending, in my view, Hal Steinbrenner is a businessman, and he will spend up to the cap, but no more. He will spend what he thinks is sufficient to get Yankee fans out to Yankee Stadium, and as long as they make the playoffs, he'll be very happy. If by chance they get into the World Series, that's better. But I don't think the strategy of Hal Steinbrenner is really focused on winning at all, but really bringing in the most fans to make sure that Keith is out there as many times as possible at Yankee Stadium. And as long as the Yankees sell out, he's happy. The fans think they're going to the World Series. All he wants them to do is get to the playoffs to be sufficient to attract the fans and the media.
I don't know. I can't speak for him. I know he doesn't have the burning desire that his father had, and that is final 6-1 Toronto wins. They've taken the last two games in Dodger Stadium after the classic 18-inning game. They go back to Canada and need to win one out of the next two games to be champions. But back to Hal Steinbrenner, and you talking about he's good as a businessman selling tickets. And, you know, you would think that last year, as I'm looking at my time hop, and a year ago, I was at the World Series. Keith McPherson does go to 50 games a year. I'm blessed now. I don't have to pay for all of them. But once upon a time, I was paying for all of them. And I will pay for all of them if I ever am not working at WFAN or don't have the privilege. I don't care. I go to the game. But you would think that they hosted the World Series last year and they got a taste of that, and that would drive them insane, right? To want to get back. If it's a business and you made all of that money, they made an extra like $2 million off of their run to the World Series last year, I'd be in there pounding the table in meetings saying, we have to get back. Do you see? It took us 15 years to get back to a World Series. We made more money than any other season ever. We got to get back in this window where we have Aaron Judge, where we have Garrett Cole, where we have Giancarlo Stanton. We have some of these young guys. We have some of these other players mixed in. It's World Series or bust now more than ever. That is where the money is. And if you win it, you grow a whole new money tree of merch, parties, and then for years, you go 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 25 years celebrating that World Series.
Well, you're speaking as a fan, and I think he thinks differently. And let me make one last comment, which just for the fans. Yeah. Being a Yankee fan from 49, when you went to the series, like with the Dodgers and the Giants back then, the Brooklyn and the New York Giants were in New York, and it was a wonderful period of battling back and forth on your transistor radios while you're in school listening to the series. The world has changed quite a bit. That's just all I really have to say.
Thanks for the call, Andy. Yeah, 1949, God bless you. You saw a lot of winning. You saw a lot of championships. You also saw the world turn and change 3,000 times since then. Where we are at right now with the Blue Jays being one win away from a World Series championship, where they throw a 22-year-old kid that was in single A. We got a guy like that. Like, we got Cam Schlittler. You know, they throw Max Scherzer and Kevin Gausman and, you know, like, not for nothing, they did make a trade for a starter at the deadline to go get Shane Bieber because they knew they didn't have enough, and it worked. Let's bring in the Met fan. Because I was saying on the fan, they don't have enough, the Mets we're speaking of, to navigate through this National League. Not the postseason, just who they had to face to get to the postseason. They needed to add a starter at the deadline. Oh, well, not too many starters were moved. Shane Bieber was moved. Could have potentially helped the Mets. Both the Mets and the Yankees, right? Because Met fans got to feel some type of way about this as well. You see two guys that were in your building in Chris Bassett and Max Scherzer that are no longer there. They're on their way to a World Series. You see a guy that you had your eye on in Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who obviously is not going to be with you now. Maybe they get crazy and go get Pete because they were checking on him last year. But the Dodgers look like they're about to get knocked off. And I was saying, nobody had played the Dodgers better than the Mets until now. 888-808-1019. Kyle is in West Orange, New Jersey with us next. Go for it, Kyle.
What's up, Keith? Keith, I'm so proud of you. I remember when you first started at night, and you're doing a fantastic job. But let me tell you something. I'm a Yankee fan, and listen, it is what it is. This team, these Yankees, we're looking for that Paul O'Neill guy that takes out the water cooler when he strikes out or throws his helmet in the dugout. And that doesn't happen. These guys are very laid back. This team takes on the coaches like that. Everybody's like that. And I don't know. I can't blame the Steinbrenner. They've gone. I mean, you know, the Cashman's gone out and he's got guys that are good, that are decent, are talented. But nobody wants to come here. Nobody wants to stay.
Guys want to come,
and that's what is happening. And you got a good point. Like Soto left. I was happy when he was here. I didn't want him to leave. He goes over to the Mets. We couldn't get anybody in the pitching staff outside of, you know, who we already had. But you know, we got to hope that Rodon and all these guys, and this new kid works out. I would like them to get somebody that's feisty and that's gritty, like this Toronto team. These guys, I saw, like, and this is their one. They had this a couple of years. Okay, they not last year, but I think 2 years ago they were fighting. They were number one, and they lost to the Yankees. So this is their time to come out and do this, because if they don't do this, next year is not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed. Ask that to Seattle. Ask that to a team like Cleveland. You know, Atlanta, it's not guaranteed.
Milwaukee made this run this year as the best team in baseball. There's no guarantee that they win that many games and get back into the number one seed. You got to punch your ticket when you have the chance. And the Blue Jays are doing that. Thanks for the call, Kyle. I disagree with, you know, nobody wants to come here. We got to throw that out. Everybody in baseball wants to play for the Yankees because they only hear good things about how the Yankees are treated, but it's a double-edged sword. Because it goes back to what you're saying about these guys aren't that fired up. These guys aren't that pissed off. They don't take it that personal because it's laissez-faire. It's a country club. It's participation trophy era Yankees. I've been saying it all year. I've been saying it for years. You know, Juan Soto chose the most money. If the Savannah Bananas offered him a dollar more than the Mets, he'd be a Savannah Banana. We can't start saying that nobody wants to be a Yankee. If the Yankees offer Kyle Tucker the most money, he's going to be a Yankee. If Alex Bregman gets an offer from the Yankees after opting out of his Red Sox deal, he'll switch in the rivalry. He'll come right over here. They can do whatever with Ryan McMahon or, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the Yankees don't move like that. Yankees aren't thinking like that. Going back to two callers ago, talking about Hal's self-imposed salary cap, that's a real thing. You heard it articulated from Hal after the beard policy change, and that's the only time we heard from Hal all year. Last year, we did hear from Hal, and he was talking a big game, had me geeked up, had Big Mac geeked up at night, because he was talking about, I know what's expected of me. Oh, really, Hal? He basically was saying, I know I got to go out there and make a bid for Juan Soto. But someone bid higher, you were outbid. So have that same energy this offseason. Have that same energy this offseason. Forget your $307, $308 million self-imposed salary cap where you say, oh, you need a mix of homegrown talent because your homegrown talent's not good enough. Volpe and Wells, not good enough. Ben Rice, good enough in the regular season, not good enough in his first postseason. I'm sorry. Will Warren, long man, blew a whole game up against these Blue Jays. Not good enough. We're going to keep talking about it. 888-808-1019. I got to take another break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Poppy Derek says Ohtani draws 20 million viewers. I did have a little note about that came out because I was wondering. I'm like, man, how many people were watching these games? That was an all-time classic. Like, so MLB put out, MLB Communications, after an epic 18-inning game, game three in the World Series, 17.62 million average viewers in the U.S. and Canada, which is plus 27% from last year, obviously with the Blue Jays versus the Yankees. 18.73 million average viewers in the U.S. and Canada for the whole World Series through three games, which is plus 25%. So, like, baseball is winning. I was saying that the other night. This is good for the game. This is great for the game. Baseball is winning. Even without the Yankees brand, you know, it's the Dodgers brand, it's Ohtani's brand, and the Blue Jays represent all of Canada. They have all of Canada fighting for them. Front Office Sports just put out, the Blue Jays could clinch the World Series in Toronto on Friday. It's nearly $2,000 for a seat for Game 6, the most expensive sporting event ever on record in Canada. I mean, people were paying $2,000 to sit in the bleachers last year, so yeah, that price is probably only going up. These folks are expecting to see history, and there will be a party in Toronto that we've never seen, and it's going to hurt. It is going to hurt to watch that parade. Let's get back to it. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Listen, first of all, it's not over yet, okay? Don't celebrate. Don't bet the house on it.
I'm not celebrating, but I just don't see this
team. You know what?
I don't see these guys losing two games in their building to this Dodgers team. Maybe Yamamoto gets one.
For sure it's going to go seven games because Yamamoto is as good as that kid that pitched today, maybe even better. But anyway, I was just going to talk about, you mentioned about Ohtani, okay? Today, Evans had a comparison between Ohtani and the Babe Ruth. And he actually said that Babe Ruth was better because but let me finish. Because he hit more homers than every team. But I say, wait a minute. He played against a limited team. He played against limited players, okay? Minority was not allowed to play, okay? I mean, what I don't understand is, and I want him to, and I want you to look this up, he never mentioned that the Babe never played a field at the same time. And also, another thing very important is that one day when he was pitching, kids, you're not going to believe this, the umpire called a pitcher ball. You approach the umpire, punch him in the face, and knock him out completely, okay?
Yeah, so, like, what are we talking about? Thanks for the call, Lou. Like, what are we talking about? Ohtani is way better than Babe Ruth ever was. Please, those are fables. Those are fairy tales. You're seeing Ohtani every day for the last six, seven years. You're seeing in real life the best baseball player ever in modern day time. The way he can hit, the way he can pitch, the stage that he's doing it on, the pressure that he's doing. Like, this is a global icon. This is someone that is carrying the whole country like on his back, his whole country on his back, and doing it over here. He's, please, miss me with the Babe Ruth stuff. It's not even close. It's not even close. Who he's competing against, the level that he's doing it at, like, please, what are we talking about, bro? He punched the umpire in the face. Like, okay. Anyway, the Dodgers tonight, they're 1-4 hitters. No runs batted in. No walks, no stolen bases, one hit, 8 strikeouts, and 15 at-bats. Is this how they're going out? Is this how they're going to go down? Is this how this Dodgers team is going to be remembered? Tough. Let's continue. Justin's in Floral Park on the Fan. What's up, Justin?
Boy, I got to follow Lou in Astoria. What a way to follow that. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah. Keith, O Canada. This is great for the Yankees, and I'll tell you why. Okay, this better wake up Cashman and stop going for these all-or-nothing players, okay? And tell your buddy McMonico, who comes on after you, how are the Florida Blue Jays doing right now, McMonico? How they doing, buddy?
Okay. Yeah, they're the real deal.
Okay, they are the real deal. Okay, they smoked the Yankees without Bo Bichette, who I want on the Yankees, who's playing
without
on
Chris
one
Bassett,
leg. He's playing on
Max
one
Scherzer.
Leg, Keith. Mm-hmm. One leg, Bo Bichette. Did Springer play tonight?
No, didn't need
they
him.
Beat him without Springer, okay? This is a gutsy team, unlike
team.
The Yankees.
Team.
Okay, man. Yeah, unlike the Yankees, Keith, okay, Cashman needs to take a page. This team was in last place last year.
Yeah,
okay,
we know.
The Toronto Blue Jays. Okay? They're a joke, and now they're going to win a World Series before the Yankees. Now we're going on 16 years, Keith, which is an eternity in Yankee land. Okay? So I hope Cashman's watching, because if he ain't watching, it's going to be 17 years. And it's
yeah, then we're hitting
story.
The longest drought of all time. Thanks for the call, Justin. Is that what they want? Is that how Cashman wants to be remembered? Is that what Hal wants under his tenure, under his time? Does Aaron Boone want to be the manager? Because in the next 2 years of Aaron Boone's contract, they don't win the World Series. Welcome to the longest drought of winning a championship in the history of the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Like, what other motivation do you need? What other motivation do you need to say, you know what, we're going to go out there, we're going to make trades, we're going to sign free agents, we're going to go for it. The almighty Dodgers, the almighty deferrals, the almighty loopholes, Guggenheim partners, are about to be dethroned by a team in your division that you should be able to hang with, a team in your division that you just barely missed taking the division from because you were so cavalier during the regular season. Stop it already. What else do you need? Judge is a year older, Stanton's a year older, Cole's a year older. That window's closing. I don't know. That's enough motivation for me. That's enough motivation. I'd be burning the midnight oil tonight if I'm Cashman and Hal and Co. Michael Fishman, the Yankees analytical department. Tonight, how do we fix this tonight? Maybe we could take a couple players from them. How do we change our fate? How do we get gritty? How do we get scrappy? How do we put together a full-on team where it doesn't matter? The whole lineup. Anybody coming out of that bullpen, anybody tapped to pinch it, they get it done. They produce. Like, there's a chemistry to all this. I do feel like the Yankees are soft. I do feel like the Yankees' culture of, oh, no, let's protect them. And you've heard them say it. Boone had a whole diatribe about how, oh, the world is hard enough on these guys with social media and the fans. And, you know, Yankee Stadium's a tough place to play. Yeah, because we got to be that way. That's life. Which is what they play now in Yankee Stadium when the Yankees lose. Sean is in Boonton on the Fan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going, man? Great show.
It's going. I'm ready for baseball to end. Congrats to the Toronto Blue Jays. You got it. Like, let's start the offseason. How do we figure out how to get better? And how do we figure out how to like put together a heavyweight team that can go toe-to-toe with these guys so that maybe this time around in 2026, we're the last team in the American League standing and, you know, the Dodgers – They might take a step back, too. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you and that last caller really summed it up well. Like, I'm so sick of this sort of regime right now with these sort of home run or bust guys. Doesn't it signal, like, blaring alarms when you have ex-Yankees on Fox Sports telling you, oh, would you look at that? Contact kind of matters here. They're drawing walks. They're hitting singles. They're stealing bases. These guys like Barger and Clement and Varsho, you already have your home run hitter. You have Judge. you have Stan. I don't need 35 home runs from Grisham. I don't need 35 homers from Bellinger. I need timely hitting. I need guys aggressive on the base pass and not striking out. I would love to see a statistic about how many actual home runs the Yankees have hit against opposing teams' number one pitchers. They hit home runs off of garbage throughout
the season. Yeah, off of bums. They get fat on these whack teams, these light teams, these soft teams at the end of the year, which, you know, gave us a little bit of a thought that we were going to come back and win the division. You shouldn't have to cram like that. You shouldn't have to do that at the end against the White Sox and the Orioles and the Twins. And that was all fool's gold. Barely survived the Red Sox. Who, the Red Sox? Come on. Like, the Red Sox didn't have their full complement of players. The Red Sox, I don't know.
Yeah, and they barely squeaked by them. And you've seen Kevin Gausman in your division for how many freaking years?
They faced him 50 times.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
And then he goes to the Blue Jays and he looks like a Cy Young candidate, and then you're getting absolutely dealed on by a 22-year-old rookie.
Granted, you saw their whole bullpen, and then they came into your building and ended your season in Yankee Stadium with a bullpen game. Just that alone is despicable. Thanks for the call, Sean. Just that alone, to go out like, I would have been pissed off then. What other motivation do the Yankees need? Or is this just a business? Is this just come to the stadium, buy your expensive tickets, go to the suites, go to Legends, overpay for bleacher tickets, buy your chicken buckets, try our new signature cocktails and drinks in a, you know, glass shaped like Yankee Stadium, go to the team store, buy, you know, your special edition merch from Mad Happy or New York or Nowhere, and we're going to win enough games in a regular season to qualify, but ultimately we're going to be exposed when the going gets tough, when the lights get bright, and we actually have to dance with the best teams in baseball. 888-808-1019. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan. What you thinking about, Phil?
Hey, Well, this is what I'm thinking about. After the World Series is over, the Mets have a lot of deep thinking to do. And I think they need guys, you just mentioned before, we don't need power hitters. We need people that put the ball in play.
The Mets or the Yankees? Now,
this is the Mets.
Okay, so let's speak on the Mets. The Mets have enough hitters. The Mets didn't have pitching.
Okay, they need pitching, but I'm just saying, in a lot of clutch situations, look at McNeil. What happened to him? He won a batting title a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think they should try to trade him. I think they should move on from him if they can.
And let's say Pete Alonso goes somewhere else.
He shouldn't.
Get Bellinger. Bellinger plays four positions. You got all three outfield positions in first base.
I expect them to be in on Cody Bellinger, for sure.
Yeah.
Tarek Skubal. How are the Mets not making sure that they are the ones to get Tarek Skubal this year?
I don't know, but they're going to want a lot. Detroit's going to want all kinds. And
yeah,
I think
but
they
I
gotta
keep
hold
going
on
back
from
to
the
them,
claim.
Passing on. Thanks for the call, Phil. And let's talk Mets, because we haven't had many opportunities to talk about the Mets, but the Met fan is in this too. The Mets organization is in this as well. You want to talk about motivation? You didn't even qualify. The team that knocked you out of the dance last year, that motivated you to go get Juan Soto and gave you a thought that you were going to somehow be able to match up with them this year. If the New York Mets are serious, they're bringing Pete Alonso back. If the New York Mets are serious, they're making that trade for Tarek Skubal. We all heard that they passed on the trade for Garrett Crochet. The Mets were the first team that was floated out there to get Garrett Crochet because Garrett Crochet said, wherever I get traded, I want to sign. So don't trade for me if you don't plan to pay for me. And so we immediately said, whoop, richest owner in the sport. He paid Chris Bassett. He paid Max Scherzer. Seems like those guys are doing just fine. Not with the Mets, but seems like those guys are doing just fine. Pitching. You can't rely on kids. Pitching. Nolan McClain, he looked good, but we don't know what his whole season is going to look like next year. Can't skimp on that. You want to talk about your pitching lab? It's no more. I'm sure there's some version of it, but you fired Jeremy Hefner. You got new coaches coming in. It's a new regime. It's a new day. Are they starting over? Well, if you're starting over with the voices and the leadership, give them some guys that can actually go out there and pitch. Give them some guys that can actually win you some games. You know, you want to talk about run prevention, David Stearns? Run prevention starts with the guys on the mound. Not guys like Kodai Senga, Sean Manaea giving it up. Not guys like David Peterson giving it up. And then, you know, you ask poor little Jonah Tong and, you know, guys like Brandon Sproat, hey, save the day, save our bacon at the end of the season. It's not enough. The Mets should be going out there to make trades for starting pitching and buy starting pitching. When we come back, I will read what Keith Hernandez had to say. Keith Hernandez was vocal about some things as we try to get some Mets calls and get the Mets in on this conversation. You got to feel some type of way. You were knocked out by the Dodgers in the NLCS last year. They went on to win the World Series. Now the next team to beat them is the Blue Jays. It's looking like, and it could be wide open. The National League could be open. They could take a step back. There's got to be some motivation on both sides to get better and push forward to be the last team standing. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.